Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with some extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about this proposal to rename Lakeshore Drive. Are they talking about just one stretch of it or the whole drive?
Originally, the idea was the entire drive, but yesterday it was amended to be just from Hollywood to 67th, which essentially is, you know, what we all think of as the drive, you know, wouldn't include the areas that run through Edgewater or South Shore. But no, this is the iconic part of it. The idea was to change its name to honor Jean-Baptiste Pointe de Sable, the first non-Indigenous settler to Chicago, who has for hundreds of years has gotten very little recognition in terms of naming things for him or statues around the city of Chicago. There's been a handful of different honors, including the Michigan Avenue Bridge, which you're overlooking right now, is now the DuSable Bridge. But this came up a couple years ago by a group of aldermen who put in a ordinance and trying to round up enough support to get this changed. It bubbled to the surface again yesterday. It got in front of a group of aldermen at the city council trying to push this through. It hit another roadblock, so to speak, and it's going to potentially get a vote in April, but we'll see. This is, you know, name changes are typically very hard. Ida B. Wells got Congress named after her a couple years ago. That took a long time. It's more than just a symbolic thing. There's also a lot of logistical things to go into it as well, and costs involved. But this would be a big one, obviously, one of our most famous streets, trying to name it after one of our most iconic settlers. So, it's something we will monitor. I'm sure there'll be strong opinions both ways, because people love driving it. People love that old 70s song. there's a lot going on.
Yeah, Lakeshore Drive, Elliot Haynes and Jeremiah. Well, you know what? If they do change the name and the traffic reporters use that name instead of the outer drive, in about 10 years, people will get used to it and then refer to it by the new name. Let's talk about Eddie the Mailman. Now, this is a great story because we hear about all these problems with the mail, and they're finding piles of mail, and people aren't getting their mail. But then you have people like Eddie the Mailman, and most post office workers, most mail men and women do great jobs like Eddie, and I'm glad he's getting some recognition. Tell us about this.
Right. That was my favorite part of the story, is that Eduardo Mendez, who's the mailman in the Irving Park neighborhood, is so representative of so many of the dedicated postal carriers all around. And they do get maligned, obviously, particularly in some neighborhoods in Chicago where they just can't seem to get it right. But all the neighbors we talked to said Eddie the Mailman got it right for all 45 years. He walked the beat in Irving Park, just a beloved guy. One of the neighbors there said, listen, a lot of us live in our parents' homes. We bought them from our parents. We've grown up with them. He was retiring just last month, and they honored him by, on his last day on the job, a family had wrapped up the mailbox on the corner of Sacramento and Waveland with the retirement paper that said happily ever after, and the neighbors attached notes to it thanking Eddie, saying thank you for being so careful with our mail and your warm greetings. I wish you were my mailman, with some of the other ones. So they really tried to come out for him, and just they said just the nicest person, would chat, was always friendly, and they said most importantly, he always got the mail right. Yeah. You knew it. If Eddie had the day off, you could tell, because there'd always be something amiss. So yeah, they went out of their way, and it was a nice thing for these neighbors to do. It was led by Victoria Staten and her family. The mailbox is out front of their home, but lots of other folks got into it because they've known Eduardo Mendez their entire lives, and they said they're going to miss him, but they wish him that he retires somewhere warm without so much rain.
A guy doing a great job for decades, doesn't get on the news because it's not out of the ordinary. So good for Eddie, the mailman, and the Irving Park neighbors who honor him. And then finally, we have some interesting activities happening in Rogers Park for the holidays. Tell us about this.
Right. We've chronicled a lot of these street closures around Chicago, where they'll shut down a section of a street to make some more space for restaurants. They're taking one of these streets. It's Jarvis, near the Jarvis Red Line stop, and it's been shut down for part of the week, but they're going to turn it into a sort of open air craft fair on this Sunday and the following Sunday through Christmas, and they're turning it into a craft fair. It's going to be heavy, as you can imagine, on holiday decorations and wreaths and ornaments, but there's also going to be some knitwear. The local coffee shop that's right there is going to be out there serving it. They're going to really try to spread everybody out. Obviously, there's a reason why a lot of these craft fairs have been scrubbed. But this one, they've got the most of the street. There's going to be some heated tents just for the vendors. Everyone's obviously going to have to stay apart, wear masks. But they're trying to find a way for some of these vendors and these local shops to get their wares out to the public and give people some semblance of a holiday craft fair outdoors, you know, as smaller and as spread out as it is. So this is, like I said, this is Jarvis. It's the 1500 block of West Jarvis. The businesses right there are our public house and the Jarvis Square Tavern, Charmer's Cafe. They're all going to be part of it. 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. this Sunday. So it's short and sweet, but if you're looking for some last-minute gift ideas and you're near Rogers Park, that's going to be open this weekend.
And the following Sunday, too. So it's the next two Sundays, right?
Exactly. You got a couple weeks to check it out, because this could be rainy this weekend.
Yeah, and snowy. All right, Seamus Toomey, you have a good weekend. Thanks, as always.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.